He is John Maynard. In the blazing heat of the summer, he's freezing in the hermetically sealed air-cooled office building that is his prison between 6 and 10 a.m. John has no access to the studio thermostat. Instead, it resides in Robin's studio, where it's kept at a frosty 68 degrees by the perpetually overheated talk show host. Cold and out of control, John is like a caged animal in survival mode, backed into a dark, lonely, cold, refrigerated corner by his own partner. Will his bony blue fingers make another desperate grab for the thermostat? And will they again be wrapped with a ruler by the dominant queen determined to freeze him to death? Stay tuned as the Robin and Maynard Show continues.
I called for my Madame Fabulina.
Well, here she is. And when you hear the sound of the magic horn, that means everything's up and A-okay.
Yeah.
A sweet little bundle from Texas, sweet as chocolate candy. The tantalizing Honey Face.
Hi, Honey Face.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Did you know George Washington's birthday is this week?
Did you know that that's why I'm wearing my cherries today? They were cast from cherries from a tree from his Mount Vernon home.
Yeah?
That's how come I've got my cherries on in honor of George.
You haven't had those since the eighth grade.
Eighth grade. You are a filthy dirt burger.
Oh, not necessarily.
Oh, yes, you are.
Sure. You know, I do have my moments. So, George Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
So what?
Did you know he was a rapper?
No kidding.
Nope.
Wow.
Not only the father of our country, also the father of 13 illegitimate chillins.
Excuse me.
Sure. Yeah?
The way he crossed Delaware, acting like he just don't care.
Yeah. That's George, isn't it? Huh? He's got attitude.
Widely credited with putting the stank in the last half of the 18th century.
Yeah.
Wanted the last line of the Constitution to read, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what I'm saying, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, Verlita. Lovely to see you, and nice to have you on board this afternoon.
Great.
She's like, so who cares?
Okay, big traffic. Tacoma, nightmare. South I-5 before 72nd, 20 cars in a pileup, 3 left lanes blocked.
Yeah, 5 should be busted up with a jackhammer. Just get rid of it. Plant corn.
Well, how are you going
to
get around?
Right around Chehalis. Just have them pull off into a field. Our lead story this segment will be the car went over the bridge. Car goes over the bridge right off the overpass. A Spokane Street viaduct. And here is a lady who said that this is magnanimous. It was my car. I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
I'm glad, you know, the people who took it were not hurt. I'm happy about that, believe it or not. I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
No, glad nobody was hurt. Was that hard to hear? I'm sorry about that. Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
I just about did a big job in my bloomers when that car came hurling over the pass. It landed on its top. It was pretty standard, actually. I thought it was boring. I want some real thrills.
Okay. And what kind of a meat hole? And we have this report now from Under the Bridge Live. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So when I was their age, I was in home ec class.
Mm-hmm.
I got straight A's when I was in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know how to sew, too.
Okay, well, thank you very much. But you were under
the
viaduct, right?
No idea what
the
hell you're talking
about. Okay. She's saying that kids today should not be stealing cars. They should be in a home ec where they belong, right?
That's exactly what
You're damn straight.
That's what you're saying. However, those words never parted your lips.
Thank you very much. In this final report, go ahead, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am wondering if there's anybody listening to your radio station that would like to buy a pair of pants.
A pair of salt and pepper cords that are filthy?
Yeah, they're all torn up on the bottom.
Are they?
But they're not soiled from the inside.
So let me know.
What's that?
What is it?
Well, those are all standard reports.
Pretty, thank you for the live
pretty
reports.
Pretty boring, if you ask me.
All brought to you live this afternoon, live from News Central.
That's the news, and it's our views. If you don't agree, go get screwed.
Oh, boy. I'm plumb tuckered out.
Gee, that was fun.